The following shiur has been presented by Rav Aaron Yael Sorsher Shlita and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VA'AD or at thehalachacenter.org.
My name is Sechta Shabbos Davov. The Gemara here discusses the parameters. What exactly is a Rishus Sayachid? What is a Rishus Sarabim? What is a Carmelis? What is a Makom Patur? Midaraisa, one is not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, or from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid. And if he does so, he is Iver Isra of Skila, if he does it B'mezid and Kares, and B'shegig is Chayev Chattas. However, carrying from Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis, or from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaYachid, or from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim to a Carmelis, that is also Midarabanan. And there's another Rishus called a Makom Patur, which it's mutter to carry from Rishus HaYachid to a Makom Patur, or a Makom Patur to Rishus HaYachid. It's mutter to carry from a Makom Patur to Rishus HaRabim, or from Rishus HaRabim to a Makom Patur, but you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachid to a Makom Patur and then carry the same thing afterwards to Rishus HaRabim. That's Asa Midrabanan. All this is the Braisa here, the Masech Shabbos Davov. The Braisa explains, what is a Rishus HaYachid? The Braisa says, Rishus HaYachid is a charitz shu amak yud v'rachav dalad, v'chein gedr shu gvay yud v'rachav dalad, zu rishus hayachid. If you have a ditch in the ground which is 10 tfachim deep and 4 tfachim wide, or a wall, a stone wall which is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, in those cases that is called a rishus hayachid. The main criteria you need for rishus hayachid is that it should have mechitzas. It should have mechitzas of 10 tfachim around it. The pit is considered having mechitzas because the walls of the pit is a mechitza. The stone wall is considered having mechitzas because we say about the wall, good asik mechitza, since it's 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, we consider the mechitzas on the side of the wall, good asik, to be pulled up and be mechitzas around the wall. Any type of a platform or even a stone or a mound which is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim wide, we say good asik mechitzas, we consider it to be mukif mechitzas. Also, a regular area which has 4 mechitzas around it, or as the Gemara discusses, even 3 mechitzas, is a rishus hayachid midaraisa. What's a rishus harabim? The raisa says, a stratya, a platya, or a mavi mefulish. A stratya means a highway that goes from one city to another. A platya is a plaza where people gather for a marketplace. And a mavim of foolish is any through street, any street that you could travel from through the street to a stratya or a platya, that's a mavim of foolish, as opposed to a mavim sasim, a dead-end street, that's not a rishus harabim, but a mavim of foolish is a rishus harabim. So again, what is the criteria for Rishus HaYachid? The main thing is mechitzas. The main thing is that it has to have mechitzas around it, and then if it's enclosed by mechitzas, it is Rishus HaYachid. What is the main criteria for Rishus HaRabim? It's a makam of a rabim, a makam where people, large amount of people use, like a stratya, a platya, or a mavim, a foolish, which is used for the rabim to go. What is a carmelis? The Gemara says a carmelis is either an ocean or a valley with fields or a platform. That's all a carmelis. What's the guidelines of a carmelis? A carmelis is those that have neither guidelines. It does not have mechitzas around it. If it would have mechitzas around it, it would be Rishus HaYachid. On the other hand, it's not meant, it's not intended, it's not used by the rabbim. It does not have a rabbim that go and use the place, like an ocean, like a bikkur, like a valley, a place which is not used by the rabbim. It's not like a highway or a plaza or a through street where the public goes. Rishus HaRabim needs the public to go and use it. If it doesn't have that, but it doesn't have mechitzas, then it's a karmelis. A karmelis midaraisa is not a rishus altogether. Midarabanan, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus HaYachid to a karmelis, or from a karmelis to Rishus HaYachid, or from a Karmelis Rishus HaRabim, or Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis. So we have guidelines for Rishus HaYachid. The guidelines of Rishus Yachid is Mechitzis. We have guidelines for Rishus Rabbim. The guidelines for Rishus Rabbim is that the Rabbim uses it. And then we have the halacha of something which has neither guidelines, the Carmelis, which has neither Mechitzis nor the Rabbim using it, and therefore it's a Carmelis. What's the din if it has both? What's the din if it's a Sratya, a Platya, and a Mavim, a Foolish, and it has Mechitzis around it? What's the halacha in that case? Well, we have a Gemara right here. The Braisa brings down a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have two houses on two sides of Rishus HaRabim, you could put a lechi on one side, a lechi on the other side, just a pole on one side and a pole on the other side, or you could put a kaira on one side, a kaira on the other side, and then you could use the middle. It's a Rishus HaYachid, even though it's really Rishus HaRabim. But by enclosing it with mechitzas, where Rabbi Yehuda holds is called enclosed, that makes it into Rishus HaYachid. So we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have both criteria, if you have an actual Rishus HaRabim and it's halachically enclosed with mechitzas, then that becomes a Rishus HaYachid. The Rabbanan say, Eim Arvim Rishus HaRabim Mekach. The Gemara explains it Eirvim because the Rabbanan say, Asi Rabim Avatli Mechitzta. When you have a Rishus HaRabim, when you have a halachic Rishus HaRabim, so that will destroy the mechitza. Then we cannot consider it halachically enclosed. Because when you have a Rabim there, the mechitzas aren't considered mechitzas, and therefore will remain a Rishus HaRabim. The only way to enclose a Rishus HaRabim, halachically, the Gemara says in Eirvim, is through dlosos. If you would have a wall around the Rishus HaRabim, and the openings would have doors, and the doors would be locked at night, then that would be a halachic enclosure of the Rishus HaRabim, and that would make it into Rishus HaYachid. But other than that, if you just have a Tzuris HaPesach, a wire that's on two poles, even though that really is the halachic mechitza, but not when you have a Rishus HaRabim. When you have a Rishus HaRabim, the requirement for halachic mechitza is some more, and you need dlosos nenulos belailo. You need actual doors, an actual wall with actual doors by the openings, which are shut by night. This is the Gemara in Eirvim. So it's very important now, halacha l'maisa, to know if any given street or city is a Rishus HaRabim or not. If the street doesn't have the requirements of a Rishus HaRabim, so then a Tzuris HaPesach would be a good mechitza. A Tzuris HaPesach, a wire on top of two poles, would be a halachic enclosure, and then you could make the entire city into Rishus HaYachid, and you'd be allowed to carry in the city, and that's what we call today an Eiriv. But if the city would be a halachic Rishus HaRabim, so we have this rule, Eim Arvin Rishus HaRabim Mekach, the ordinary rules of halachic mechitzas don't apply, and the Gemara in Eirvim says you need actual walls with doors that are closed by night, and only then would it be Rishus HaYachid, otherwise it would be Rishus HaRabim, and it would be forbidden, Midereisa, to carry in the city. So that's why it's very important halacha to determine if the city is a Rishus HaRabim Midereisa or not. Now Tosfos here mentions the Gemara has a stira. The Gemara says that a Braisa said that a Midbar is a Carmelis, and the Gemara brings a Braisa that says that a Midbar is a Rishus HaRabim. So Abaye answered the stira that it depends. When the Jews were in the Midbar, then it's a Rishus HaRabim. But Bezman Hazeh, where you don't have too many people in the Midbar, desert is not an inhabited place, it's not a place for the Rabbim to go, so then it can't be Rishus HaRabim, it would be a Carmelis. Taisa says from here it would seem that Rishus HaRabim is only when you have 600,000 people, just like the Midbar. Just like the Midbar in the times that the Jewish people were in the Midbar, how many people were in the Midbar? 600,000 people. So that's the shear, that's the amount of a Rabbim that you need. You need a shear of 600,000 people in order for it to be called a Rishus HaRabim. That's what Taisa says. But it's actually a Machlekes Rishonim. Many Rishonim don't require that 600,000 people. The Rambam and the Rif, the Ramban and the Rashba, and many Rishonim do not require that there should be 600,000 people in order for it to be called a Rishus HaRabim. They say that any time there's a Rabbim that's there, any time there's an amount of people, a sizable amount of people that use it, even if it's far less than 600,000 people, that will be called a Rishus HaRabim. Any Sratya, any highway, any Platya, any plaza, any mavi mafulish, any street which is not a dead end street, is all called the Rishus HaRabim. Mefilas, Rishainim, seemingly all the regular cities that we have are Rishus HaRabim, and in order to make them Rishus Yachid, you need actual walls with doors that close by night. Otherwise, it will remain a Rishus HaRabim, and it will be forbidden to carry there. So you wouldn't be able to make the conventional Erev in a regular city. However, many Rishainim, Rashi, the Bahag, the Balei Tosfos, hold that it's not a Rishus HaRabim unless you have 600,000 people. So if that would be the case, if you have a city whose population is less than 600,000 people, so then that would be considered a karmelis, because it wouldn't have all the requirements of a Rishus HaRabim, because it doesn't have the amount of people that's necessary to be Rishus HaRabim. And since it's just a karmelis, so you'd be allowed to enclose it with ordinary halachic mechitzas, a tzuras ha-pesach, two poles with a string on top, which is the conventional erev, and then it would be Rishus HaYachin, and you'd be allowed to carry there. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, it's a shayla how we paskin. The minhag always was to make erevin in cities. And all the cities, most of the cities in Europe had erevin, because presumably they relied on the opinion that it's not a Rishus HaRabim unless it has 600,000 people, and they felt that that was the halacha. The Magen Avraham and the Taz on the Shulchan Aruch say that that's the majority opinion, and that is what it seems the cities relied upon. And therefore it was very common in Europe to have Erevin in cities, relying on the opinion that without 600,000 people it's not a Rishus HaRabim. In America also there are many cities which made Erevin, although there are some Paiskim, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was one of them, that felt that the minhag in Europe was because they had a very big tzairich for it. It was very necessary. It was very, the way they lived in those days, it was very difficult for them to live and conduct themselves without an Erev. Going to the bathroom needed carrying, they didn't have in the house. They didn't have facilities to keep their chalantat. They used to bring it to the baker's oven. There were many different reasons why it was really impossible to live without an Erev. So therefore, they relied on the lenient opinion that without 600,000 people, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. However, in America, we don't have the difficulties that they once had. It isn't so hard for us to do it, so we should be stringent according to the opinion that you don't need 600,000 people and not have Erev in the cities. However, there are many Rabbanim who, even in America, even though we don't have the same tzairich they had then, but still, it's something which is necessary and enhances the Shabbos, and the minhag was always to rely on that opinion. And lahalacha, you're allowed to have an Erev in the regular cities. A big controversy came up in the larger cities like New York, where the city does have 600,000 people. In such a case, it would seem that according to everyone, it's Rishus HaRabim. If you have a city with 600,000 people, so it has all the requirements of Rishus HaRabim. So according to everyone, you wouldn't be allowed to make an Erev. And this was the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, that although he allowed the Erev to be made in the cities that were smaller, he did not allow an Erev to be made in New York, because New York has 600,000 people, and therefore it would be Rishus HaRabim according to everyone. Some Rabbanim had argued that the Shulchan Aruch's wording is that you need 600,000 people on the street every day. So even though the population of New York is more than 600,000, but there's no given street that you have 600,000 people on the street every day. According to that opinion, the reason why the Midbar was a Rishus HaRabim was because they used to go every day to Moshe Rabbeinu. Later in Perek HaZayrik, it says that Machne Levi was Rishus HaRabim. And Rashi says, because HaKol Mitzuyin Eitzel Moshe Rabbeinu. Perhaps every single day, all the Jews would come to Moshe Rabbeinu to learn Torah. So there you had a place, Machne Levi, which had 600,000 people in that place every single day. And that's the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, that you need 600,000 people on the street every day. and there's no one street, even in the big cities, that has 600,000 people on that street every day. So therefore, even the big cities, we can rely on the lenient opinion that it's not a Rishus Ram because it doesn't have 600,000 people. Because even though the population of the city is 600,000, but you don't have 600,000 on the street every day. But Rav Moshe Feinstein rejected that opinion. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to a sratya, to a highway that goes from city to city. In such a case, it's not a Rishus Ram unless you have 600,000 people on that road every day. But when you're dealing with the streets in the city, all the different streets are Mitzareth. If the city itself has 600,000 people, then all the streets would be a Rishus Ram. They all would be considered to have fulfilled the requirement of 600,000 people, and therefore would be Rishus Ram. So according to Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion, which was generally accepted, although there are some rabbanim that permitted making an Erev in New York, and there are some people that carry, but the generally accepted opinion was Rav Moshe Feinstein, so cities that do not have a population of 600,000, those cities you could carry. But the big cities that have 600,000 people, even though they don't have 600,000 people on any given street, but the 600,000 people are mitzayef throughout the city, and the big city would be Rishus Rabbim, and you're not allowed to carry an Erev that's made in New York. Even Erev in other cities, the Mishneh Berurah advises, he says that the halacha, you could, the people who want to be lenient could rely on the opinion that without 600,000 people it's not a Rishus Rabbim, and therefore they can make an Erev in a regular city, as long as it doesn't have 600,000 people, because they could consider it not being a Rishus Rabbim. But, he says, a Baal Nefesh, a scrupulous person, should be stringent, and be stringent like the Rishonim that hold that you don't need 600,000 people, because according to those Rishonim, will be Asa Midaraisa to carry, even with an Erev, like we explained, because if it's an actual Rishus Rabbim, an Erev would not help to make it a Rishus HaYachid because you would need actual walls and the doors to be closed by night.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.